What was this area like when they lived here?
Charlotte was a very, very, very small place. I'm not sure if it was much more than a couple of quarters, and that was about it. There was a fair amount of cropland that would have been around in the area, and there were a fair number of people, but my understanding is they were fairly widely dispersed across the area.
What did you find out about these graves and these people through your excavations?
When we look at cemeteries, we see reflections of the way a community thought about its members and thought about itself in the way the people were prepared for burial, the rituals that we can find little tiny bits and pieces of evidence of. Given that this is a pre-Revolutionary War period cemetery, this is not a time period where we get an opportunity to look at this type of information very often. And I was very curious, what are people here are, you know, literally on the colonial American frontier, how are they viewing themselves? How are they approaching the world? And I found a very interesting mix of traditional European ideas, along with some of the things that we see coming in later on, particularly during the 19th century, as distinctly Americanized ideas.
What could you tell about the way the community viewed these people who were buried there from the way they were buried?
They went to a lot of effort to do this. When you bury an individual with clothing, with nails, with wood, with whatever materials, those resources are gone forever. In a frontier environment, you have to pay attention to everything that you use, everything that you expend. And what we're finding is that rather than just simply placing them in a grave with little to no materials, they expended a fair amount of effort and capital to give these people what they thought was a meaningful, socially appropriate burial. These were people that the community clearly thought a lot of. They went to a lot of effort to do this.
So are there any questions about the site that you weren't able to answer that are hounding you?
We would love to know how many family groups we have are represented. We know that there are maybe upwards of half a dozen different family names of people who are supposed to be buried there. And we would all love to know, well, was this row of individuals the Sprott family? Are these this family or that family? We would love to know that. There's endless speculation as to exactly which group of people we're looking at.
How do you think the cemetery disappeared?
We know that the gravestones disappeared around 1900. They were intentionally reburied out there on the site, which meant that the cemetery lost its visibility. And the people who knew where it was, well, they probably passed on, and the information got buried deep in the historic record. Unless you went absolutely looking for it, you probably didn't know it was there.
Why would the gravestones be reburied?
There's a historic reference that talks about how people were stealing the stones to use them as fire hearths. And they were afraid that the stones were all going to be stolen, so what they did was they pulled the stones up and they reburied them either on the site or very close to the site to keep them from getting stolen.
So I understand you're driving all the way from Stone Mountain, Georgia, to attend the ceremony.
Well, you couldn't keep me away from the ceremony. I've gone to a number of these. In my line of work, these reinterment ceremonies come up on a fairly regular basis. But this is by far the most elaborate one which I've ever attended, although I'm going to turn around and admit at the same time that this is probably the most historically significant cemetery in these regards. It's not very often that you reinter the founding fathers of a major city like Charlotte. This is a good opportunity to hopefully reunite Charlotte a little bit with some of its own past.
Thank you very much.
Oh, not a problem at all.